Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's not your father's ACC anymore, is it? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. When I saw the video of John Swofford taking the ACC on the road to New York City to announce the official expansion of the league to 15 schools, next year it's Louisville in, Maryland out, I thought about the famous coin flip at the ACC offices in Greensboro in March of 1979. UNC and Duke had tied for first in the then seven-school ACC, and a coin flip was needed to determine which team got the first round bye in the ACC tournament. Boy, if things changed since then. WCHL was on site for the toss, and all you heard after the famous flip inside the old ACC offices on Battleground was fans yelling, "We got the bye! We got the bye!" Since they were screaming into the CHL microphones, I assumed correctly that "we" meant Carolina. What happened Monday in New York was completely different, of course. Swofford must have hired some hoity-toity PR firm to come up with these ideas, but the ACC had all of its mascots and a handful of head coaches at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange to ring the closing bell. What that has to do with the opening of an expanded league season, I'll never know, but it sure created a buzz. Whether you like a league that was born on Tobacco Road, expanding north to the boonies of upstate New York, northwest to the steel city of Pittsburgh, and farther west to South Bend, Indiana, is of course up to you. And next year we take the Kentucky school that has a lot of money and good sports teams, but not much of an academic reputation. Will you see how many academic All-ACC athletes Louisville produces? All I have to do there is learn how to spell academic. Anyway, it was a big week for the almost 65-year-old Swofford, marking his 16th anniversary as commissioner and engaged in a below-the-radar battle to save his league with poachers from the Big Ten and SEC. Swofford did match his fellow UNC alum and Big Ten commissioner Jim Delaney, who threw out a first pitch at Yankee Stadium when his conference agreed to be a participant in the Pinstripe Bowl. Swofford and the ACC got the same deal, and Johnny took them on the next week in the house that Ruth built twice removed, and tossed one low and outside to the Yankees catcher. Hooray for the new ACC, more than a flip of a coin away from the league we used to know so well. This is Archansky. See ya.